President Joe Biden was scheduled to give the keynote address at a luncheon called Nuestro Momento, Our Moment, part of the annual conference of the nonprofit Unidos U.S. in Las Vegas, Nevada. Unidos U.S. is the largest Latino civil rights organization in the country, and it billed its conference as the premier gathering of Latinos and allies committed to social change. But the scheduled time came and went, and eventually the president and CEO of Unidos U.S., Janet Murguia, made the announcement.
Regrettably, I was just on the phone with President Biden, and he shared his deep disappointment at not being able to join us this afternoon. The president has been at many events, as we all know, and he just tested positive for COVID.
Biden's scheduled speech was part of a series of recent and upcoming events aimed in part at showing he's staying in the race despite concerns about his age and health. Apparently, that was on Biden's mind when he canceled the speech.
He said to tell my folks that we're not going to get rid of him that quickly. We're going to have a chance to hear from him in the future directly.
Biden's schedule had included a series of events aimed at building support in key communities in swing states. Biden had spoken at an NAACP convention in Las Vegas in the battleground state of Nevada the day before the Unidos U.S. event in the same city. But Wednesday morning, Biden felt poorly and a rapid COVID test was positive. According to the White House, Biden is experiencing mild symptoms and he's being treated with the antiviral Paxlovid. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, COVID positivity rates and hospitalizations are on the rise, especially in Western states and among seniors. A recent global study found that migrants, refugees, and internally displaced persons have disproportionately high rates of COVID infection and death. Back at Unidos U.S., Murguia said she understands the need for Biden to take precautions.
He's just really sorry he couldn't be with us. And obviously, we share that disappointment, but we've seen how COVID has still impacted many in our community still, and we understand that he needs to take the steps he needs to take to not just protect himself, but to protect all of us. So we appreciate.
The White House says the president will be working from home during his isolation. As for Unidos U.S., Murguia says they're disappointed, but as a community, we know how to move on.
And we're going to make sure we continue to mobilize and engage our community in the weeks and months ahead to understand how important these elections are. Adelante. Muchísimas gracias.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.